Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
On the line, we are joined by a gentleman who has a very deep meaning of what freedom means. On the line, we are joined by Shani Krebs. Shani, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you doing, Dylan?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for joining us. So, Shani, last night, I was doing a little bit of homework for this interview, and I came across the fact that on the 26th of April, 1994, on the eve of South Africa transitioning from apartheid to freedom, you were doing something a little bit opposite to that. Your transition was from freedom into a Thai prison. Can you give us some background into that?
Yeah, so I was caught trying to smuggle drugs out of Thailand and caught at the airport. So initially I was given the death penalty, but because I pleaded guilty, my sentence was commuted to life imprisonment, which was actually 100 years.
So clearly...
Carry
on.
So actually I recall quite vividly when I was in the police cells at the time that actually South Africans were all going to the poll to vote. It was the first fully democratic election in South Africa.
So, look, I mean, it's quite the two extremes happening at the same time. So, I mean, obviously your original sentence was a death sentence. It was commuted down to a life sentence, and then it was further commuted down to 40 years, if I'm understanding correctly.
Yes.
And then, in terms of carrying on, how do you keep going? How do you keep yourself, motivated and sane when you know that, these goalposts keep changing?
So I mean, if you can think about it, I'd been there 2 years, and then the king was celebrating his 50th anniversary to the throne.
Gotcha.
And that was a huge occasion, and prisoners were given clemency, and my sentence went from 100 years to 40 years after being there for 2 years. So I'm thinking, well, this isn't so bad, you know.
I mean, sure.
I might do another 10 years or so, you know. So, and the thing is, there was always hope, because there were always people trying to help me get a sentence reduction. You know, I'd handed in my petition for my application for a royal pardon. So there was always something going on which gave me hope. Although nothing materialized from it, there was always hope, and I just never gave up, you know. I mean, especially for my family and, so giving up wasn't an option. I had to stay strong. And also I realized that had I not have gone to prison, I may not have been alive.
Wow.
Because I was a serious drug addict. So actually prison was saving my life.
Interesting.
And I went through this whole process of rediscovering who I was. So that my time there was very important for me.
So what does freedom mean to you? What is your meaning and your understanding of what freedom is?
Well, look, I mean, I think freedom is something most of us take for granted.
Sure,
I know
sure.
I did. And it's a state of mind determined by one's circumstances. For example, as an aimless drug addict, I'd actually given up my freedom for so many years. I mean, I was a drug addict for 16 years, and I was no longer in control of my life. I was trapped in my own mind. Hmm. But ironically, when I was in prison serving my life sentence, I'd given up drugs. And although I was physically a captive, in my mind, I never felt more free because I was free of drugs. So it just depends. But again, I mean, I've been out of prison now for 14 years. So with time, my perception of freedom changed. And today also coincidentally is also this. I mean, I was arrested on the 26th of April, and I returned to South Africa on the 27th of April as a free man.
Wow.
So I'm celebrating 14 years of freedom. But besides being free to make my own choices and to have no restrictions of movement, because that was a big thing for me, you know, to be confined in a small space. I mean, that was the hardest part. But I think I've discovered over the years that true freedom is to be surrounded by family and friends who bring substance and add value to my life, to love and be loved, and just to do the things that bring you the most joy and happiness. So that's what freedom actually in a nutshell means to me.
Fascinating. That is Unbelievable. So, you know, obviously you mentioned that you've been back home in South Africa for 14 years now. Can you just give us an understanding of what you've been doing, what changes in your life, what maybe you took for granted in the past that you now really do appreciate?
Oh my goodness. That could be a whole book.
I think you do have a book. I saw that there's a book.
There's a book called Dragons and Butterflies, and I'm meant to be writing a sequel.
Oh, wow.
But oh my goodness, I was faced with so many challenges. You have no idea. Well, firstly, when I got out of prison, I mean, I really missed that life. I was conditioned. It was my safety zone.
Interesting.
And out here, I mean, it was terrifying. You know, I'd come out after 18 years. Things had changed, you know.
Sure.
I had changed. And it was difficult to adjust in society. Firstly, I knew I would never fit in. You know, but always at the back of my mind, I wanted to make a difference. And you know, I had a story to tell, and I knew that my life could change people's lives, and also to educate the youth about drugs and drug addiction, you know. So I became a motivational speaker without even trying to be one, you know. Suddenly, I was just being invited as a guest speaker here and there and getting paid like good money for it. And at the same time, I wrote my book. So that was my primary objective, was to get my story out there. And the book was a great success. I mean, it was a bestseller. And then I was trying to get a movie done, but that never materialized. And at the same time, I started doing my art as well in the free world. I'd done a lot of art pieces in prison. And when I came out, I literally walked the streets from gallery to gallery, and nobody wanted to give me an exhibition. And I mean, I kind of thought, or couldn't understand really why, because apparently the art was great, but maybe it didn't reflect the spirit of our times, or it wasn't politically correct, you know. So, you know, I just thought to myself, well, if nobody's going to give me an exhibition, I'm going to open my own gallery. And in between writing my book and doing my art, I opened a gallery in the Killarney Mall, and which is also a great story in itself, because, you know, I went onto Facebook, I started visiting other artists' exhibitions, and suddenly I was part of this art community, and a lot of the artists wanted to be part of this exhibition I was going to do in the Killarney Mall. And we took over the Pick and Pay clothing warehouse, which was 500 square meters of prime property. I mean, it was unbelievable. I was opposite Cafe Europa, next to CNA.
Sure,
it was great. And I was there for a year, so I did really well in that time. And then a time came to leave there. Then I moved to Parkhurst, had a gallery there for 3 years. So I've been in the art and gallery business since I came out of prison. And I've exhibited and sold art around the world. I've exhibited in New York. I've exhibited in Europe. My book actually held the best-selling ebook for 2014, I think it was, with Jonathan Ball Publishers. So I've just been so blessed on my journey. And I think a large part of that was my family and the people who were involved on my journey. Being there morally, some financially, you know, so it was really a blessing. And so I've done that all the time, you know, just galleries, exhibiting. And since after COVID, I did quite well with my art. And then about a year later, in the last 2 years, the art market has been quite down, you know. So I've also been teaching art and also mentoring recovering drug addicts, which I didn't charge for, you know. So, but my teaching I do, and I've had some great students who've come a long way. And then last year, I actually got my first job in 40 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so my friends laugh and say, you know, guys at your age are retiring.
Well, welcome back to the working world.
Yeah. So I love it. I actually work for a company called Speed Eat.
Okay.
We specialize in underfloor heating, and I'm an installation manager there. And it's just great. I love it. You know, I'm out in the field. I'm installing heaters. It's brilliant.
Well,
and then I'm also involved in developing new products. And our recent product is we've developed wall heaters, which has my artworks on it.
So, interesting. Okay. Just in time for winter.
So things have been happening, and I got engaged 3 years ago to my fiance, and she's got three boys, so I have a whole new family. So to me, that is my freedom, my happiness, my joy, And, you know, also to have made those choices to get to where I am today.
Well, you know, Shani, you're an inspiration to everybody. And, you know, I am better off for hearing your story now and your message. And look, as you mentioned earlier, today is the anniversary of your 14 years since you've been back in South Africa. So mazel tov on that. Enjoy today. Enjoy your day off. And thank you very much for your time. It's been fantastically interesting to listen to you. And I hope to, in the not too distant future, to speak to you again.
If I may just end off on one thing that I wanted to say, because even when I came out of prison, I had a lot of friends who were stuck in their own minds and stuck in their lives. So I always say that we must remember that the hardest prison to escape is the prison of the mind.
Amazing.
And once you can do that, the possibilities are boundless. Anyway.
Beautiful. Dylan, thank you. That's a great way to end off. Thank you so much for your time. And as mentioned, I look forward to speaking to you again soon.